Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
We got into a chat about the jobs that are most likely to cheat.
Yes. The list comes from a survey of divorce lawyers, believe it or not. And on that list, don't trust the bar staff. The people pouring the drinks. Apparently they are untrustworthy. Cops and firefighters came in for some flack.
Yeah.
On that list. And hands down, the number one on the list, people who work in the planes.
Yes.
The pilots and the crew. Because every week you're in a different city. You know what they say.
Area codes.
So those are the list of cheaty jobs. But what are the people least likely to cheat on you, according to the divorce lawyers?
So, according to the divorce lawyers, you are pretty safe with an accountant.
I believe you.
Yes. Often guided by a strong code of ethics and morals in their professional lives, they carry these principles into their personal lives as well.
Find you someone who can balance them books.
Exactly. Next up. Least likely to cheat? Pharmacists.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Suppose they've also got to be fairly straight-laced and behaved.
Yeah, 100%.
Not the kind of job you can...
just stray from. But that's exactly what the service said. There often aren't enough pharmacy staff members working, and many of them are forced to work long hours beyond what is scheduled.
I'm too tired to cheat, babe.
Yes. I've had a long day at work.
And there's nobody else
there's
at work.
There's a pool for that.
Ek werk alleen. En dan, ek dink ons luisteraars gaan baie vertroud wees met die derde beroep op die lys.
What's number one on the list?
Farmers! According to this survey, farmers wouldn't even dream of cheating. I think like the first thing you think when farmers are most likely to stay loyal and stay faithful is because wie is in jou omgewing? Waar is jy?
Ek wil bietjie koekeloer, but you walk out of the house and there's just
Hello!
Yes, and that's we're not talking nonsense here because farmers are typically located in quite rural afgeleë areas.
That's why we have boer soek 'n vrou.
Correct.
Not boer cheat on a vrou. It's a completely different television show, that one.
And because of the intense labor required by running your farm,
yeah,
they focus on the day-to-day operations. They have little time for energy or distractions, including affairs.
Fair enough. So there you go. Dump your pilot, find you a farmer. Unless they're both one of those rich ones with a plane. Then you're on your own, I'm afraid.